Coming up next, we have JC, formerly known as JC Trans 19. Now he's just going by JC.
Her last night, and my first, as supreme ruler of all mousedom! From the brain that brought you the Big Ben caper, the head that made headlines in every newspaper, and wondrous things like the Tower Bridge job, that cunning display that made London a sob, now comes the real tour de force. Tricky and wicked, of course. My earlier crimes were fine for their times, but now that I'm at it again, an even grimmer plot has been simmering in my great criminal brain.
Even meaner, you mean it. Worse than the widows and orphans you drown. You're the best of the worst around. O'Radigan, the rest fall behind. To Radigan, the world's greatest criminal mind.
Thank you. But it hasn't all been champagne and caviar. I've had my share of adversity, thanks to that miserable second-rate detective, Basil of Baker Street. For years, that insufferable pipsqueak has interfered with my plans. I haven't had a moment's peace of mind. But all that's in the past. This time, nothing, not even Basil, can stand in my way. All will bow before me.
O'Radigan, the tops, and that's that. To Radigan, the world's greatest criminal mind.
And that was JC with, I forgot the name of the song, but it's from the Great Mouse Detectives.
Zell, you can say it's
Greatest Criminal Mind.
Yeah, because I know that you're like, you guys should have heard the laugh she did as soon as we like unmuted our mics. Zell scares me now. Do you want to give our listeners a little sample of what you did? Yeah. Go ahead, Jack.
Focus. JC, this was really good for me. The first thing that kind of stood out for me was it sounded like a vocal cut at the beginning. It sounded nice and quality-wise, but it sounded like it was lacking some of the beats to the song, like the percussion instruments. But other than that, I thought this was great. I thought you had really good acting in the speaking parts, and I made up a new word, monologuing, in my notes. But I thought you did the acting parts very well. And I liked how you played around with the song and varied your tone of singing. Like, you were going, oh, mopey like this in certain parts. And other parts you were really singing out. So, yeah, that was good. I thought you could have had slightly more energy in the first chorus when they're singing To Radicus, I think it is.
Radicus.
But the second one was much better for me. And overall, I liked this a lot, JC. Good job.
Now you must face the great mouse detective freak of nature, Zelina. Good luck!
I will say, if I really love a song, I may be harsh on it, but I think you did pretty well with this. Finally, this movie. I've been dying for this movie to show up. Your intro was very Vincent Price, which made me happy. This is a recording thing, and I think it's along the lines of your backtrack. I can hear the original vocals on the right ear, because I had to listen to it twice to be able to figure that out.
Okay, I did too. I thought that was just me, but I heard it too.
No, because I could hear like slights on my right ear, so I figured, hey, switch, and then I heard that much louder on my left. The added chorus could have blended in a bit better with the ones from the original. And I loved the baritone feel of your voice. It was, like, awesome. I loved your little... awes, although I don't know if that's the actual backtrack.
And no, I think a lot of it was him, you know.
I think, yeah. I think there was some in the original backtrack, and I think some of them were him. There was also another part when he was, like, cheering for Radigan or something.
Yeah, that I could tell. Because the Oz probably blended really well with the ones from the original, because it sounded like the one from... I have this on my iPod, I should know. Your Before Me was super creepy. It was like Radigan coming out. Because he doesn't do it in the song, because he's all classy and everything. But, like, Rat Radigan came out here, and he's super creepy, and he's saying, Before Me. I'm like, Mommy. And Emmy.
My first note is Zella's so happy, and I wasn't even talking to her. I'm not as enthusiastic about this as the other two were. The vocal remove, the Radigan original voice was a little distracting at first. It went away after, like, the first verse. Your performance as Radigan was really good, but that background chorus, I could definitely, it didn't blend, and I could tell that you just had, like, no, it was very flat. The vocals that you added also made the non-blending stand out more to me, because I could tell the difference between you and the original vocals, because the original vocals were so much more enthusiastic about singing about Radigan than you were. The one thing I did really like was in the beginning when you were doing Radigan, how you, like, were rolling all of the ends of your words. I thought that was really a nice little touch. It was like, brrrr, and you were doing stuff. Was I the only one that heard that?
No, I heard that too.
Okay, I thought that was a nice little touch. Radigan was a little all over the place, especially in the speaking zone. There was one part that didn't sound like the same voice to me. I forget what words it was on.
His voice did shift on a few things. Like,
yeah, it was a little inconsistent in the area where you were talking versus where you were singing. At first, it was very consistent, and then from the talking onward, it got a little all over the place for me. I still think this was a good performance, but it definitely had a few things that stood out to me. But the performance, the energy was really good when you were Radigan. Radigan was great. The chorus could have been better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we all done?
All right.
I'm done.
To Radigus.
Radigan. G.
Radigan.
Rat.
To Radigan.
Yes.
Yay. I shall convert you, Jeffers.
Miss Aria, take it away.
That was Aria with Come Little Children from the movie Hocus Pocus.
Nice, obscure choice.
It is.
Yes.
It had a very folky feel to it compared to the movie version, I will say.
I'm pretty sure she arranged this herself.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And it had that folky feel to it. It sounded more appropriate for the time, too. Mm-hmm. I would have liked the backtrack to be a little lower because, for me, the plucking was a little distracting. Mm-hmm. Like the bum, bum, bum. The pulsations. I noticed you used the full Edgar Allan Poe poem for this, which actually helps because if you did the original movie version, it would have been like 10, 15 seconds, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Unfortunately, your backtrack brought out some fuzzy quality to your microphone or to your recording because it was all fuzzy and everything. And I think it didn't help you as it should have because you sounded very pretty, but then you hear this fuzziness, which I assume came from the recording that your violin was recorded on. So, yeah, it was pretty, but... And I like the obscure choice. Thank you very much. Ambie?
My turn? Yeah, my big note here is it was very, very pretty, but I didn't get anything else from it. It was very pretty, but when we're looking at these songs, we're kind of looking for, like, the villainy of it. That's the whole point of the villain's theme. And I just didn't feel like there was a lot of life in this song. It was very pretty, but it seemed a little dead to me, which is kind of ironic because the witches were dead and all that stuff in Hocus Pocus. I just feel like you could have had some excitement behind what you were singing.
I don't think it was an appropriate choice for this challenge, I think, because it really doesn't show much. It's very...
See, I think it's an appropriate choice for the challenge. It just seemed... I don't know how to put it exactly.
There's not much to really do with the song itself unless you really change it up a bit. Because it's very, it's just like a little wave. It's like pretty.
And I think in how you arrange the music, and I mean, I loved that you did your own arrangement, but I feel that that also kind of took some of the villainy away with it and made it more of a demure song rather than something. It was very meek, very pretty, very, very pretty aria. It was just missing that oomph. Yeah. I mean, it's not an oomphy song, but a little oomph would have been nice. Subtle oomph. New thing, subtle oomph.
Aria, this was super pretty, but I spent like a good portion of the song trying to figure out what this was from because it was kind of an obscure choice. So I'm not sure. Is this a villain song?
Yes.
It is, right?
Yes, this is a villain song.
Yeah, it's considered.
I would definitely consider this a villain song.
I'd consider it. It's Sarah singing, so.
Familiar with Hocus Pocus too much, but
shame. See you later, dear.
Vocally, I thought this was very nice aria, but yeah, it felt kind of linear. It didn't really have a lot of levels, and like I'm not sure if it's a song choice or not, but this was very nice. But for this immunity challenge, it I don't think it was the greatest choice, but it was very well sung. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
We done?
Done.
And last but not least tonight, we have Miss Sharp Cookies.
What a lovely little bride, I'll make my dear I look divine. Things are working out according to my ultimate design. Soon I'll have that little mermaid and the ocean will be mine.
And that was the last one for the night. That was Sharp Cookies with Vanessa's song from Little Mermaid. Another obscure, well, not obscure choice, but I don't think this was a good pick for tonight, Cookies. I liked you on it, but it was so short. I listened to it twice, and I still only wrote down two notes because there really wasn't a lot to critique with it. It really didn't give us a good, at least me, I don't know about them. It didn't give me a good grasp for this challenge that we gave you. I mean, when you did like have this little mermaid, that was really neat. I liked that, but that was really the only villainous thing in here. That with the laugh, it just wasn't, if it was longer, like if Vanessa had a longer song, I think you would have been good at it, but this just really didn't give us a lot to work with. I mean, good job. It was vocally fine. I wish you would have gone bigger and gone further with it. It kind of feels like just a throwaway.
It did.
It felt like a throwaway. Really, they're just like, oh man, I have to do a song for today. I can do this really quick. Zing. And if that is what happened, you still did really good for doing it really quick. There were no puffs. No puffs, Cookies. Thank you. Jeffers?
Okay, so Sharp Cookies. First note I have down is, oh, she's a cutesy villain. Well, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, Ashley Tisdale's a pretty cutesy villain, and she can be pretty villainous as, you know, as...
Sharpay.
Yeah, Sharpay. Wow. So, Sharp Cookies. I thought, you generally sang the song pretty well. I like that kind of rasp and that harshness you were putting on certain parts of the song. I thought that was a nice touch. I felt like your laugh could have used a bit more villainy. It sounded a little fake to me. But other than that, I generally liked it. But again, if it was a little bit longer, it would have been nice. But not bad at all. Good job, Sharp Cookies. Zell?
Okay, I like this song choice because nobody would really think of it. I think you had good energy, like Amri said. I also have down the word have noted down. Mm-hmm. For me, it sounded like it topped a bit when she said that, too. Song choice was very short. It did seem like a throwaway Rush song. That was one of my actual notes. I think the vocals could have been a little bit cleaner, but I think you had good energy to, like, override that. But yeah, it was too short for my liking, because I mean, there's really not much I can say other than you have the have with good energy, and what else can I say, because it's, I want more, come on, Vanessa, sing more. So yeah.
Sharp Cookies, sing more. I think that's all. I guess we can go into results now.
Alright.
Yep.
Done.
Done.
So now it's time for the results. Who was the evilest of the evil? Who was performing the evil deeds? Who was making... Okay, you get the idea. Anyway, moving on to the actual results. I'm trying so hard to be evil, but it just doesn't work.
You can't be evil. You're Jeffers.
I know.
Teddy bear.
Yeah, I know. The teddy bear just cannot be evil. Take that sadness and throw it away. But now it's time for results of the villain immunity. And it was close, but we had a... general agreement, and we decided that the winner of tonight's villain immunity is Captain of Squad Zero, and I believe Yay! We said your name right the entire episode.
I did. I'm 95% sure.
I was about to call you out, didn't.
So yeah, good job, Captain. So, since you're in duet weeks, this also means that your partner is immune as well. So that means OMG Awkward Turtle, you are also immune. So good job to you guys both.
That means you're automatically into the top 10, both of you.
Assuming you submit.
Yes, assuming you submit. If you don't submit, rot row.
Then, yeah. But other, if you do, good job, you guys. So you guys are immune. Yeah. So next, Ambi will be introducing the next week's immunity theme.
Yeah. I nominated myself to do it because I felt that it was going to be too awkward for either one of them to announce.
No, it's not. I named it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. Zell named this because the theme itself is really an interesting theme, but the title we came up with is a little awkward. Because next week, and please don't take this a bad way, everybody, is Furries Immunity Night.
It's Furries Night
Not
out.
That kind of furries, okay? That's just nasty. That's just nasty.
Zell, Disney rated. Disney rated.
Disney rated show. Not that kind of furries. Zell, do you want to explain what we mean by Furries Night?
Basically, it has to be an animal song. So feathers fur, scale, Goofy counts. As long as it's an animal in any Disney film, it counts. Mermaids aren't counted. Ursula doesn't count because she's still technically half human.
Yeah, she's a humanoid animal.
Yeah.
We're talking kitties hybrid. And puppies and wolves and monkeys and lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And
Okay. Due date for this will be October 14th, 2010, which is a Thursday at 11:59 Eastern Time. Eastern Time.
Well, I hope that it's 2010. I don't want to give them a year deadline, like a year and a week deadline. That's a pretty long deadline if it was in 2011.
Mm.
Or maybe we're missing from going to the past year. And it's actually 2009. Ooh. You're all late.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do we need to add anything? Or are we done for the night?
Oh, I mean, we'll announce the main theme with tomorrow night's show.
It's love duets tomorrow.
Love. From villains.
Hopefully none of us.
From villains to lovers. That's a little. Well, that was the whole point of putting these two together, to see how versatile you were in 1 week. So congratulations to Captain of Squad Zero and his partner, OMG Awkward Turtle. And good luck to everybody else tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
We'll try not to be angry. tomorrow.
I didn't rage! I did not rage that much tonight!
You didn't.
I held myself back. Now I'll go. Yay. Now I'll go rage at the person that I actually wanted to rage at from the start. Yay!
Yay!